Welcome to Robert Woods Podcast. I want you guys to sit back, relax, and listen to the sound of my manly voice, if you want to call it that. I'm going to tell you guys a lot of interesting stories. This is my first episode. Just trying to get it, wing it, figure it out, see how it sounds. First one. But my goal is to get you to relax, kind of get you to unwind. This is something you want to listen to if you're just really not doing much, if your brain is fucking shut off, if you got nothing going on. Maybe I might say something interesting enough for you to remember. Now, I'm not claiming to be a smart man. Not exactly 100%. Handsome, but I'm being told, often told, that I am. Screech, just beautiful of a man. It's a marked species of a human. I do stop crowd because I'm a chiseled motherfucker, but it's not what I want to put out there. It's not the message I want people to take home with them. What I want you to hear is things that I think about. Things that are important, or might be important to you, I don't know if it is or not, it is to me. But for now, I want you to open up your ear holes, all the holes and orifices of your body, let me inside. In more of a platonic way, not bad or filthy in any way. However, if you've got such urges, well, go ahead, I'm not going to take offense to it. God gave you those things for you to use. Now, for those of you out there interested in hearing these sexy things that I have to say, now I understand some of you are upset. I often do make people upset, shake their heads, and disgust when I speak, but that's fucking fine. I don't mind at all. This is not a reality that I consider scary. It's a reality I consider to be quite fun and entertaining. Now, I have a guest, someone to say hi on the first episode. I'll often find guests to come on, have conversations with, if I deem them worth it. But if you don't care for them, then, well, I don't blame you. Not everyone I'm going to bring on is desirable in any way at all. Just curious, mostly. I am a trained anthropologist. So, I brought a guest in to say hi on my first podcast. Do you want to say hi or anything at all? Say something.
The square root of 42.
Now, you're asking me to do some math. It's not exactly what I had entailed for this interview, for this video, for this podcast, they call it. It's a new format that I like to play with. If you're asking me the square root of 42, 67?
He's a fool.
I don't know what that means. I don't want to know that language. Square root of, are you saying 22? Was it square root of a fool? What is the question? Can you repeat it again, please?
The square root of 42.
I'm still confused by that. I can't spell cat. Last time I spelled cat was K-A-T. But I got it wrong on the spelling bee, and I'm an adult male, so when you come at me with math, it's confusing, but I'm a damn good-looking man, and I'm sexy, to top it all off with the sounds that I make. Are you actually asking me the question of what the square root of 42 is? Is it 76? Is it, wait a minute, I'm not going to say, numbers aren't relevant to this conversation. The most important thing is
the square root of 42 is between 6 and 7.
Okay, now I'm really confused. So is it 13? No, it's not between. How is anything between 6 and 7? I know 6 and 7s. 7 is something that's remnant. It bounces around in literature. It's a good luck number. I think it's in some of the literature, the religious literature, the Bible, and books, probably the Torah. I think it's in the Quran. I think Zarathustrianism has some 7s in it. I know there's a fear of 6. 6 is more than one 6. Seems to scare people. Children cry. I don't play with the 6s, although they go back to a prime of 3. But it's between 6 and 7. There's nothing in the middle. Are we going into the negatives here? Are we just going to just keep talking about what's in the middle between the 6s and the 7s? So there's an 8 and comes after 7. 7s is made up of 4s and 2s and 1s. But when you're talking about a prime of 7, well, 7 is complicated by itself. But anyway, 9s will have 3s involved and 6s.
The answer to the question is 42.
Well, that's the secret of the universe. I know that 42 was the answer of the greatest question ever asked. Is that what you're trying to say?
42 is the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
That makes no fucking sense, but why would 42 be anything? Why would 42 be the answer to the universe? And who would seek that? What master computer would come up with something like that? Now, was it the prime root of...
Shush now.
No, I'm not going to shush until we get this mathematical thing fixed. This is brandy. This is cherry brandy liquor. It's got a sweeter taste. It's not a wino, but it tastes better than wine because it's brandy. I know we're on the subject of math, but I want my audience to relax. I want them to sit back, not have any challenges in front of them. Hold on. Oh, God. It's sweet. It's sweet yet powerful. You know, that's how I like my women. Sweet and powerful. You know, cherry brandy's dark. Am I saying I like things dark? Well, I like to wear dark things. Doesn't necessarily mean I'm dark in there. But for those of you out there listening to Dr. Wu, this is my first podcast. I'm hoping that you're enjoying it. I'm hoping you're going to walk away with something. Something. I don't know what you'd walk away from with this, but I'm sure there was an effort made on, at least on my half. You'll have something to walk away with. So, I hope you guys are enjoying this. This is simply a test of the emergency broadcast system. That is Dr. Wu. Many of you are going to have questions. A lot of you are expecting an answer, like 42, for example. If you wanted the actual meaning of life. Now, I didn't have that answer. I know there's a master computer somewhere in the cosmos that gave that answer, 42. But do you have anything else you wanted to say? You want some cherry brandy?
How many miles across is the Earth's inner core?
Are you fucking serious right now? You're talking about the Earth's inner core. I'm going to repeat this back. So how many miles across is the Earth's inner core? Now, I'm sure you're expecting a number. I'm going to give it a stab. I'm just going to throw something out there. It's obviously not 42, and it's not obviously between, well, 6 and 7. But it's like 1.516 miles.
No, it's 1,516 miles across.
I was going to say that. You know, everybody has one shot. It's not a goddamn spelling bee, guest. That means people could take one shot at it and have a second shot or a third shot. There's no such things. It's failures. We understand that. I don't promote failure-isms. I don't promote any isms whatsoever. Did you want some cherry brandy? Because I'm definitely going to have some, if you don't mind me drinking this. 1 second. Oh, it's like, it's better than wine. Cherry brandy is this. I mean, I can feel the cherry. I mean, I like cherries. I'm quite the fan. Quite the fan of cherries. Especially when it packs a punch on both ends. It's enjoyable that way. So we've talked about the core of the earth. We've talked about the ultimate question and having the ultimate answer. Well, you gotta have the ultimate question to get the ultimate answer.
How far is the moon from the earth?
You know, that's debatable. You're asking me how far the moon is from the earth, or let's just say it this way. What if we're calculating the distance between the earth to the moon? Now, what if the moon is the central part of the universe, and we're simply a reflection of the moon? Now, the moon's the most important part of this equation. So how far is the earth from the moon is the question.
The moon is 238,000 miles away from the earth.
I know that. I fucking know that. I'm just going to say that right now. I knew that. Now, I don't want anyone out there being discouraged whatsoever. I don't want you being upset. I don't want you sitting there on your couch or on your toilet and you're doing your dishes in the kitchen. I don't want you upset when you hear these answers. Like, you will fucking know. Like, you knew it off the top of your head, the answers to these things. Now, just because I seem to be smart and I know the answer, well, kind of know the answers. I mean, it sounds like I knew the answers. I'm actually not very smart at all. I kind of represent the majority in this conversation, but pretty damn close. I could tell you how to fix a carburetor with some of the springs, but that's as far as I go. I want to thank you for coming on, just helping me out with my first podcast. And I hope you guys are really enjoying Dr. Wu. I know a lot of you are going to have some important questions for me later on as I continue a series of these podcasts. I don't want you being upset. I don't want you thinking too hard. I just want you to relax and listen. Again, I hope you walk away with something, something you've learned. I'm constantly learning all the time. There's not a moment that I go through anything in my life that I don't learn something. So if you guys are comfortable out there, and I do appreciate you supporting my channel. I do appreciate you guys tuning in when I have my podcast. I also have separate channels, other channels, other platforms, but I'm focusing in on this. I want to thank my guests for showing up with these wonderful questions. Did you have any more questions for me? All right. Well, I guess you don't. I hope I've answered everything as best to my ability. Okay. Well, I want everyone out there to have a wonderful day, wonderful evening, wonderful morning, and keep it real out there. This is Dr. Wu signing off on my first podcast. And just think of me as sexy. You'll be just fine out there. Have a wonderful wherever you are.
Was it the same?